Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I'm Glenn Weldon. I write about books and comic books for the NPR website. The Outs is a web series about a group of friends in Brooklyn. Two of the characters, Mitchell and Jack, used to be a couple, and the series wryly and movingly chronicles the aftermath of their breakup. Its honest and very funny portrayals of relationships earned praise from viewers and supporters who crowdfunded the first season through two Kickstarter campaigns in 2012. Earlier this year, The Outs returned for a second season on Vimeo On Demand. Adam Goldman co-created and stars in the series as Mitchell. He joins me today from NPR's New York Bureau. Adam, welcome to Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let me ask you a question. You've got all these many characters. You know who they are, how they talk, what they want. Well, I assume you know what they want. Many of them don't know what they want. That's kind of the point.
Right.
But the show returned for its second season this spring, nearly 4 years after the first set of episodes. So was it hard going back after so long, or were you glad to have some time to let them develop?
You know, we really put the show to bed after the first season ended in 2013, and I was just so happy with that season as kind of a unit of storytelling. I felt like we had gotten where we wanted to go, and then Vimeo approached me about making another season of the show as a Vimeo original for that platform. Mm-hmm. As I sort of started thinking about it, I thought, you know, where would these characters be and how to tackle that? And one of the decisions I made was that time has passed in real time on the show between 2013 and 2015. Mm-hmm. And so it really was about checking back in with them and saying, how are they the same? How are they different? What have they achieved? You know, what did they want then and what do they want now? It was a fun experiment as a writer and something that I don't feel like you get to do very frequently, because if you're doing television, you get season one, season two, season three, season four, and now, you know, we really got to take a little hiatus to let them grow and let them breathe and let the show change a little bit.
Absolutely. That's a big part of the appeal of the second season. And the show, both seasons, feels really distinct from other shows that have similar setups. That's one thing I want listeners to understand about the show. For one thing, these scripts are filled with jokes. Mitchell has a friend named Una, played by Sasha Winters, and her dialogue's often very, you know, harsh and cutting, but there is nothing sitcom-y about it. You also allow the camera to linger over characters' expressions, and you give silences room to really breathe between characters. And this is also happens to be a web series with really gorgeous cinematography, really amazing shots of New York City. So did you set out to create a certain mood feeling, or did what this show is kind of emerge in production?
I think it emerged in production, and I think that there was a conversation very early on between myself and Hunter Canning, who plays Jack on the show, about, you know, the visual quality of the show. And there's so much web series stuff out there, so much work that, you know, some piece of it isn't quite right, whether it's not shot as deliberately as maybe it wants to be, or the sound isn't quite on point. And we really just wanted to make sure that all of that worked. So, you know, we shot the first episode in 48 hours. And with our director of photography, Jay Gillespie, who's a real genius and one of my closest collaborators. And we just wanted to make sure that we were doing it all right. And then it was after that, in sort of the post-production process, and I edit the show with Jay and with a friend of ours named Seth Clark in L.A., it really came out that sort of letting takes sit for a little bit longer. And my background is more in directing, and I love watching actors act. Mm-hmm. And so I like sitting in those moments and seeing where they go and leaving the camera rolling and seeing what the moment after the scene is, or what the moment right before the meat of the scene is. I love watching that, and mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit more true to life. You know, these moments that you're talking about, even the sitcom moments that you were mentioning, don't happen in a vacuum. They happen within a context, and I like to explore that. I like to show that.
Right. Well, this is related to that. So a lot of these characters are queer, but they are, and this is another thing that I think is unique to the show, they are manifestly, sort of matter-of-factly queer, mm-hmm. in the way that the show doesn't seem interested in explaining or unpacking, mm-hmm. or defending or advocating. That seems like a very deliberate choice. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a deliberate choice, and it's also just how a lot of my friends, my queer friends, lead their lives. And I think that if you look at particularly, I feel like in the 90s and in the early 2000s, there's a think piece in here somewhere, but I'm not going to write it. You know, so much media about queer people was about coming out. Mm-hmm. And those are origin stories.
Yes.
Right? Those are where queer people came from. Mm-hmm. And actually, the most interesting things about superheroes and about queer people, who I think basically are superheroes, is the stuff that happens later. Mm-hmm. And so the show doesn't really spend a lot of time talking about when these characters knew that they were gay or queer or how they came out. And those things are interesting, and it's not to say that they won't come up, you know, in the future on the show, but it's not necessarily relevant to your everyday life. The show is pretty focused, mm-hmm. and it's not about the entirety of queer life. It's about, as you said, Jack and Mitchell and Una and sort of the fallout, you know, initially of this breakup that they have that's very toxic. And so it's focused in a way that maybe other media about queer people wants to cast a very wide net. And we were actually saying from the beginning, this is about a very specific, very granular moment in these characters' lives.
Right, right. You know, I used to think that origin stories were the most relatable part of the superhero story because they're like the how did it happen? But that was, you know, 10 years ago before we had six different Spider-Man origin stories. But that is neither here nor there. Okay, so go back to the cinematography again. I mean, some of these apartments are not meant to be gorgeous apartments, and yet they look fantastic. They just look tiny, but great.
It's funny because, you know, we get, especially in the first season, we got a little bit of pushback about, like, who are these people living in these apartments? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, they all have roommates, and they all, or, you know, one person said about the character Paul's apartment, they reacted really badly to the fact that there were flowers on his living room table. They said, who has flowers on their living room table? If you watch the scene, they're dead.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have sort of a different reaction to it, but I do think it has to do with the way they're shot, and Jay is really great at lighting those moments and lighting those apartments in ways that make them look, you know, appealing and kind of sumptuous in a way.
Exactly. That's a perfect word. So what's the future for the Outs? Are you going to go up? Is this going to be like 7-Up, the 7-Up series where we keep going back every 4 years?
Maybe. I you know, we're sort of at the moment waiting to see what our future is with Vimeo. I think we would really like to make another season for them and then maybe take a little break. I don't really know, but I do love... I refer to it as longitudinal storytelling, like a longitudinal scientific study. I like the idea of popping back into these characters' lives over time. So I don't know what the future holds, but I feel like the second season I've referred to as kind of our Empire Strikes Back. It ends a little bit more in the middle of a story
it
than the
really
first
does.
Season.
Yes.
And so I'm hoping that we get to sort of, you know, finish that up and take that to the conclusion where I want that to go, and then we'll see what happens.
Great. So the show is called The Outs. The best way to see it is at theouts.com. And full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday at npr.org/podcasts, NPR One, or wherever you get podcasts. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Glenn.